As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. And we're going to talk a lot about that revolution in the air, but be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, July the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. As I like to say lately, however, we're going to have to dig really deep to find those solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. The weakening U.S. dollar, markets rise, any excuse works, go figure. Yeah, that sums up the economic news, but we'll cover the market report in a moment. Man's role in the changing the face of the earth is viewed from the sky. We're going to go there and visit a bit today on that. We'll talk about progress, growth and change, the progress, progressives and things like that. Radicalism, all these radical thoughts. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports, get that behind us for Friday, July the 24th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $4.90 at $952.90. Silver was up 13 cents, trading at $13.83, getting closer to that $14 mark again. Platinum up $10, trading at $1,185 an ounce. Palladium up $2, trading at $258 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $946.74 for a low, $954.90 for a high, about a $9 spread in there. At $952.90, gold is up year-on-year from 1 year ago today, $8.20, or 0.87%. In London, the gold fix, the boys set it at $949.75 this morning, and you can see that we're not far off of their price fixing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 188 points, crossing above that $9,000 mark. Boy, where are all these predictions and prognostications that the Dow is going to go to 6,500? I don't know. But anyway, the Dow is up on no news at all, just up at 9,069. The NASDAQ went up 47 points yesterday to 1974. Not 1984, 1974. That wasn't a bad year for me, by the way. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get underway here on Friday morning. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And, of course, my name is William Roberts. It'll probably be William Roberts on Monday as well. I've got good news, as I like to say, hard facts and workable solutions for you, but we're going to have to scratch our head on all of those today. Lots of stuff to cover. Absolutely lots of stuff to cover. Let's go back and close out our market reports, put that behind us. Again, gold was trading up $4.90 at $952.90. Silver was up 13 cents at $13.83. We saw the Dow Jones go across the 9,000 point mark yesterday, closed at up 188 points at 9069. The NASDAQ was up 47 points at 1974. The S&P was up 22 points. You get the idea, everything's up, right? Up 22 points yesterday at 976. The crude oil was up so far this morning a dime, trading at $67.26 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, however, went the other direction. It's off by 16 basis points, trading at 78.82. And the foreign exchange rates, our little basket of currencies, you know, Timmy's got his basket of currencies, and he goes out and tiptoes through the tulips, no doubt, with Binyam and Bernanke. I don't know whether they hold hands and sing songs, but nevertheless, we've had to create a little foreign exchange basket here so that we can start wrapping our minds around the idea of denominating everything in baskets of currency. So here's ours. The Canadian dollar up 64 points, basis points to closing or trading at 92 cents U.S. In other words, if you want to go to Canada and buy and sell in their marketplace and you're taking U.S. dollars with you, you can buy Canadian dollars at 92 cents U.S. Mexican pesos, well, they're still kind of hanging in there, but they've been up above 8 cents for most of the week, up 55 points this morning, trading at 8 cents. The euro was up 45 basis points, trading at $1.42. So if you want to load up on euros, they're going to cost you $1.42 each. The British pound will hurt you a little bit more. Those are $1.64. They're off this morning, by 33 basis points. And the Swiss franc, you can fill up your pockets with Swiss francs at 93 cents each. So you can see they're almost Swiss francs and Canadian dollars are almost at parity. But the Swiss franc was up 43 basis points as well. In the bond market, a little bit of significance there in that the two-year bond has popped above the 1% interest rate, 1.03%. The 10-year still sitting pretty strong at 367, 3.67% in the 10-year bond. The 30-year bond is at 454, so nevertheless, they look pretty good walking across the line, 1.03%, 3.67, and 454. In the 15-year mortgages, they're down a little bit month on month. They're now trading at 4.81%, down from 4.88. You can see we're tightening up the spread there, getting closer and closer to flatlining, as the whole entire market seems to be. But in the 30-year mortgages, if you were to go out and pick one of those up, a month ago they were at 5.41. They've moved down just a little bit to 5.39. And that is the market report for today. In the news, here locally, sometimes things happen locally that have an impact. Of course, in Berry County, Missouri, where I reside, I guess you could say I domicile, I dwell here, dwelling on that point. And nevertheless, we have in this county the chairman, if you will, Mr. Cole, of the Republican Party of Missouri. And so there's no doubt when you get somebody, a figure like that, locally, it's going to translate into things happening. And so anyway, that may have some relationship to this article. But here we go. The H1N1 flu outbreak at the Kids Across America camp. Oh, yes. Right here in little southwest Missouri, Berry County. Here's the article by Linda Carlisle. Berry County now reports its first confirmed, get the words, underline them, highlight them, first confirmed cases of the swine flu. Due to a recent outbreak of H1N1 at the Kids Across America camp in Golden, Missouri. Last Tuesday at the Christian camp, out of the 8 children who were symptomatic, 7 tested positive for H1N1. By Thursday, there were 53 cases reported. Over 900 teens and adults attended the camp. The camp concluded on Friday, and all the campers were sent home. Kids Across America. Here's a little quote. We are a little surprised we haven't had cases yet in Berry County, said Dave Compton, emergency management director. You know, your county probably has one too. Those infected with the flu were treated with the antiviral Tamiflu. None were in need of hospitalization as they were all responding. Let me turn to the other page. They were all responding. They were all responding. Where the heck did this thing go? Oh, here it is. They said A3. It's not A3. It's A2. That's the newspaper rattling under my fine microphone. They were all responding well to the medication, according to Compton. Compton said that there was not a lot of opportunity for this outbreak at the camp to spread further in the community because these kids had fairly limited contact with the general public as they were housed at the camp. However, he did say that they were expecting a possible outbreak at these camps. Notice, they were expecting a possible outbreak at these camps because it's common for such viruses to spread in this type of environment. Middle of the summer, hotter than the hubs of Hades, Missouri, That's the time for flu outbreaks. But it is, he says, common for such viruses to spread in this type of an environment. Last month, Compton reported that Berry County has procured plenty of the antiviral needed to treat the citizens of Berry County should an epidemic occur. I reported on that. The antiviral is stored at undisclosed locations. Now, they've made much hay of that non-disclosure numerous times. Kathleen King of the Berry County Health Department says that the area hospitals have on hand 25% of the antiviral allotment that has been stockpiled for Berry County. Tamiflu is a treatment which alleviates and shortens the duration of symptoms associated with the flu. It is not a cure or a vaccination for the virus. Interesting. I won't go on. They go on to talk about covering your mouth when you cough, use a piece of paper towel to open the doors and flush toilets and so on and so forth. But I was surprised. I went on the internet this morning to see if I could find a breaking national story in regards to this massive outbreak of this hog squirts and sweats flu that we've got down here in Missouri, but I didn't see anything. So maybe y'all could watch the web over the weekend and see if this makes national news. With 900 children on buses going home all over the United States, maybe this is the precursor to what Janet Reno was talking about when she met with the Council of Governors getting ready for the big outbreak in September. Well, let's not put on our conspiracy hats quite yet. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products. Emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local. And before we continue on in this dreadful day of news and information, let's go right to the phones. Carol in Missouri, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to report last Friday on the 17th, Bud was out riding his motorcycle and stopped at a restaurant outside of Cassville. And who should appear but a truck with DHS written on the side. And the gentleman came in and had his little logo, and he was in there to eat. So maybe that had something to do with the swine flu thing. I'm not sure when that was reported.
Amazing.
But I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
that's
it is amazing, you know, because as these sort of things come down, they always have to have the precursor. Of course, the precursor isn't someone with runny noses and things like that. It usually is a white truck with DHS painted on the side. And so, well, you were at a Southwest Missouri restaurant, your husband, you see this guy come in now. Was he by himself? You recall?
By him. Oh, Bud said.
One person.
Yep, by himself is what Bud said. Yep.
Okay, well, you know,
very suspicious to me. I don't know when it was reported over in that area, but to me that's very suspicious.
Well,
might be paranoid, but I'm just saying it's suspicious.
Well, it is a little bit, it is a little bit suspicious. You know, you've got 900 children, teens and adults all packed together in this camp. They're from all around the United States of America. We've had two or three now articles in this little teeny town, folks. We're talking small town here, America. A couple of articles in the local Advertiser newspaper in the last two or three weeks that I've reported on, Carol, where they brought in all of this all this stuff in, under guard, clandestine, stored in undisclosed locations. I mean, you know, people. Give us a break. We don't have a lot of high security locations in this part of the country, but nonetheless,
right.
Now we've got this outbreak going on here, supposedly, and I don't know, Carol, whether you or Bud find it on the internet during the day or over the weekend, but I'd sure like to have a follow-up, not only locally, but from all our listeners across America. If anybody hears about this, this should be front page news somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I've heard nothing. I've read nothing in the McDonald County paper, nothing there other than the police, the county police got four new tasers, and that's all I've heard or seen in this part of the area.
Well, I sure hope they got the instructions for those tasers when they got the tasers.
I sure hope so. Thank you very much, Will.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go, folks. More breaking news from right down here in flyover country, cattle country. Yeah, we got hogs in the back lot as well around here. Lots of stuff going on. Got another email from a friend of mine, another acquaintance. I sent this one along. Is this the change people wanted? This is the subject here is H.R. 1388, which was passed. Whether you're an Obama fan or not, this email starts off, everyone in the U.S. needs to know that something happened. H.R. 1388 was passed yesterday. Now, I don't know which day of the week that was. This has been in my basket a couple of days. But you may want to read about it. It wasn't mentioned on the news. Just went by on the ticker tape at the bottom of the CNN screen. Obama, Barry the usurper, funds $20 million in taxpayer dollars to emigrate Hamas refugees to the USA. This is the news that didn't make the headlines. By executive order, Barry the usurper ordered the expenditure of $20.3 million in quote-unquote migration assistance to the Palestinian refugees and conflict victims in Gaza. So not only do we send billions and billions to that illegitimate little box of rocks over there on the Mediterranean, But they turn around and use those billions and billions to lobby for the passage of this kind of legislation. You know, if they can't white phosphorus and blow hell out of these people that live in the Gaza Strip, the Israelis will lobby for anything that they can do, in this case, 20.3 million, to bring the Palestinians out of there and bring them over to the United States, you know. And, of course, they emphasize here Hamas refugees. Of course, we realize that that shouldn't frighten anyone, actually. By executive order, blah, 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 the presidential determination, which allows hundreds of thousands of Palestinians with ties to Hamas. Now, I would imagine that that's probably not in the presidential decision directive here. What their ties are, I don't know whether they have to be a card-carrying bomb thrower or whatever in order to qualify for resettlement. That's to be debated. I would have to go and study this carefully myself to determine that. But at least the slant of this article implies it. But, again, which would allow hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. We need to be careful within numbers like this. I haven't checked out every little detail in this article. Hundreds of thousands into 20.3 million doesn't equate for very much more than pocket change for any Palestinian wanting to come to the U.S. Few on Capitol Hill or in the media took note that the order provides a free ticket replete with housing and food allowances to individuals who have displayed their overwhelming support to the Islamic resistance movement, Hamas, in the parliamentary election of January 2006. Let's review. Itemized list of some of the usurper's most recent actions since his inauguration. His first call to any head of state as president was to Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Fatah party in the Palestinian territory. His first one-on-one television interview with any news organization was with Al Arabiya Television. His first executive order was to fund or facilitate abortion, not just here within the U.S., but within the world, using taxpayer funds. He ordered Guantanamo Bay closed and all military trials of detainees halted. Of course, that's really not happened. He ordered overseas CIA interrogation centers closed. Whether that's happened or not will remain to be seen. He withdrew all charges against the masterminds behind the USS Cole and the quote-unquote terror attack on 9/11. Now we learn that he is allowing hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees to move to and live in the U.S. at American taxpayer expenses. And the article concludes, these important and insightful issues are being lost in the blinding bailouts and stimulation packages. Doubtful. To verify this for yourself, you may go to the www.thefederalregister.com, and then the rest of the URL expands out like a, well, whatever. A little bit too much to report there. But there's the article, there's the news, and thank you for sending me news to the little email box. Always like to hear from the listeners. Here's another quick take on radicalism, just so that you can understand a little bit about radicalism. When we talk about this is the home of philosophical radicalism, this is to wake up your pure, your powerful, and your positive mind that there is such a thing as philosophical radicalism, and it has its roots in jolly old England. And so, when we talk about being the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, largely it's for the purpose of exposing philosophical radicalism for just what it is. I would much prefer to live in a free world than a libertine world. Nevertheless, here we go. Right out of the encyclopedias, the World Book Encyclopedia and the Funk and Wagnalls, two quick articles. Radicalism is a term applied to the principles held by persons who are strongly opposed to conservative thought and action. The term has been used in political language in Great Britain since the early 1900s. Today, the conservatives under the British Labour Party, consider the British Labour Party a radical organization. Excuse me. In the United States, radical is sometimes applied to persons who favor liberal or progressive legislation. And we'll pick it up on the other side. Just a brief view of radical.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again here at the bottom of the first hour, going back into a quick take on radicalism, trying to find out a little bit about what it is, just quickly wrapping our mind around this concept. But again, the term, right out of the World Book Encyclopedia, Field Enterprises, 1958, Volume 14, page 6749. If you'd like to have my sources, there you go. The term has been used in political language in Great Britain since the early 1900s, and I would say that the late 1800s would be better. But today, the conservatives consider the British Labour Party a radical organization. Now, isn't that rather interesting? I thought everybody thought that Jorge Bush was a conservative. He was over there huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy with Tony Blair. Labour Party leader there, Fabian Socialist, former head of the Fabian Socialists. Tony Blair, of course, is making his conversion to Catholicism and has probably already done that. I think that Jorge Bush is going to set aside his seances with the... I'll let that go. And wants to perhaps convert to Catholicism as well. Well, I guess it's popular, so I guess we're seeing more and more of the radicals moving over to the guy in the fish hat. But in the United States, radical is sometimes applied to persons who favor liberal or progressive legislation. Now, kind of specious in that article there. But there's a lot of truth in it. In the United States, radical sometimes applies to persons who favor liberal or progressive legislation. We're going to find out about that in a moment. But of course, libertarians, then, of course, would be radicals. The name radicalism changes in meaning from one generation to the next. For the radicals of one generation may advocate the policies that the next generation may accept as a matter of course. We always say on this broadcast, if you don't understand that conservatism today was liberalism yesterday, and that tomorrow liberalism will be conservatism and so on, then you missed the point of the broadcast. All these various and sundry specious labels, they're just rolled out for convenience, largely. Let's find out a little bit more. This out of the Funk and Wagnalls New Encyclopedia, 1972. Radical or radicalism, a person or movement advocating extreme change of political and social institutions. Extreme change. Freedom is popular, you know. That would be an extreme change, wouldn't it? Maybe that would be radical. Maybe the MIAC people, the Missouri Information Analysis Center, would consider anyone that advocated or championed freedom as a radical, a homegrown terrorist. But of course, they'll bring in hundreds of thousands of Hamas terrorists. Ah, who can figure it out? The word was first used in the political sense in England when the British statesman Charles James Fox asked for a quote-unquote radical reform that would extend the franchise, of course, that's voting, extend the franchise to the point of universal manhood suffrage. The term radical afterward indicated those in support of parliamentary reform. The Reform Party? After the passage of the Reform Bill of 1832, a measure primarily benefiting the middle class, a group of radicals, and again, always have to look at that middle class with a jaundiced eye, remember? In those days, and then really, and even these days, the working stiff is not part of the middle class. You're just a wage slave. If you're not an entrepreneur, if you wouldn't attend the entrepreneur's fair, if you weren't up in the ownership of businesses, you really haven't ascended to the middle class yet. You're still slogging along as a wage slave. Crazy. But it's like that. The term radical afterward indicated those in support of parliamentary reform. After the passage of the Reform Bill of 1832, a measure primarily benefiting the middle class, it stopped there again, but I won't, a group of radicals allied with the Whig faction in Parliament. Notice the use of the word faction. We talk about political parties altogether too much, but if we understand the morphing of that terminology, our founders warned us and cautioned strongly against allowing parties and factions to rise up amongst us. But even in the 1830s, the Whigs were still considered a faction in Parliament and worked to extend the vote to the working classes. So they extended the vote to the working classes, the middle class working to support the working classes. As we saw through the rise of commercialism, it was the desire to break up the feudal system and access by all of the mercantilists and the early industrialists, access the great teeming masses, bringing them out of the three field systems and into the ghettos and burgs. That was the way that they got their labor forces, and so there's a lot into that, and it's a long story, and we don't need to go there again today. Anyway, when suffrage was further widened with the Reform Bill of 1867, the radicals organized the new voters and succeeded in transforming the Whig Party into the Liberal Party. The Whigs and the Liberals, of course, you know, Thomas Jefferson and those guys would have aligned with the Whigs, although Hamiltonians would be considered Tories, so they would be the conservatives and then the liberals, and then eventually the Republicans and the Democrats. Of the later 19th century, the British radicals, led by the British philosopher Jeremy Bentham, there's our man, Jeremy Bentham, philosophical radicalism, and the British political economist David Ricardo, David Ricardo, you haven't read David Ricardo, you might check him out. You can go along and find a little bit about Mr. Thomas Malthus as well, the Malthusians. It's all that leads into the Keynesians, but that's a longer story, developed a philosophy based on Bentham's principle of what? The greatest happiness of the greatest number. You see, we start the broadcast out every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local, because here we discover what was meant by the greatest happiness of the greatest number and expose it for what it is. And they proposed as a means to this end the removal of all political and social restraints imposed upon economic relations. That brings us up to laissez-faire, laissez-passer. According to the radicals' definition of freedom, the individual is free to the extent that his commercial life is unrestricted. British radicalism was an effort to establish private economic expansion as the principle of the modern state. Well, there's lots to this. You see, even if we came together 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, we still couldn't cover all the ground that needs to be covered to understand who we are and whose we are and where we are in the development of mankind. In France, before the Revolution of 1848, a radical was a supporter of universal manhood suffrage. After 1869, the French statesman Georges Clemenceau led a radical faction away from the moderate republicanism, and in 1881 his party called for sweeping reforms. In 1901, the Radical Socialist Party was formed. In the United States, radicalism indicates political extremism of any kind, of the left or the right. Communism is regarded as an example of the former, and fascism an example of the latter. See political parties in the United States. So that's that article. Maybe we know a little bit more about radicalism now. Go into progress, growth, and change. Talk about the progressives for a moment. Before we do, let's lay down a little bit of the basics of progress. Progress is the advancement of the world, moral, mental, and material, as exhibited in history. We call that progress. If you think that we've advanced in the world, morally, mentally, and materially, over the last 2,000 years, you have an unusual yardstick. Physical science, which has so recently demonstrated the gradual improvement of material types in the animal and vegetable world, has compelled metaphysical speculation to conform its general principles to the axioms formulated by the physical observation and experiment. Well, a lot to that. I do so ever much love to read these encyclopedias these people write so well years ago. Pessimism becomes a contradiction in terms for the physicist in his laboratory, the historian in his study, the sociologist in his inquiry among men declares that things have been once worse than they are now, and that from the flower in the field to the beast in the stall, and from the beast in the stall to the working man, the ruler, and the general condition of nations, things have been growing better. Well, perhaps they have. It's been said that life for most people during the feudalist period was brutish, short, and hard. In whatever direction we look over the field of human activity, we see this improvement manifesting itself in the phenomena which are the basis of meliorism, furnish the best argument for that hopeful optimism. Well, we'll have to find out what meliorism is on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan.
Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Certainly, we could take an enormous sidebar here and go into ameliorism and ameliorates and all of that sort of stuff, but we needn't. We're just looking at progress as a prelude to looking at progressives. But anyway, in whatever direction we look over the field of human activity, we see this improvement manifesting itself, and the phenomena which are the basis of ameliorism furnish the best argument for that hopeful optimism, which, as many believe, alone can give the mind a philosophical creed that renders life tolerable. Meliorism is the doctrine of the positivist. Oh, my. Don't I just enjoy finding that kind of a little intro there from time to time? I have been studying positivism for some time. We'll have to go back to study Auguste Comte's system of positive philosophy and positive polity in his New World Order religion, as I promised our caller Lewis, or Sanders Lewis, during the week. We'll have to, maybe I'll do that on Monday. We'll see how it goes. We might start back into Auguste Comte, air him out just a little bit. Again, meliorism is the doctrine of the positivist because it is no metaphysical system which interprets facts by a priori assumption. It is simply an inductive logic, from a summary of those facts which physical science has most recently set forth as the proud results of the newest, the most unbiased, and the most incontrovertible deductions from experiment and observation in the whole world of material, social, and political phenomena. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Just love reading these old encyclopedias. Who are the progressives? Let's find out a little bit more about that, but before we go there, let's go here. The Progressive Party, in the half century following the Civil War, now we're same time period as Karl Mordecai Marx and Auguste Comte and Fourier and the rest of those blokes. In the half century following the Civil War, four serious disagreements threatened to break up the political homogeneity of the Republican Party. The Republican Party? In the order of their occurrence, these were the Liberal Republican Movement of 1872, the Mugwump Party of 1884, the Silver Issue of 1890, and the Progressive Movement of 1912. The last name was by far the most serious and took its rise in the 90s. Being at first largely an agrarian movement in the Middle West, many prominent members of the Republican Party felt that their party in the state and national legislatures was dominated to a dangerous degree by the great corporations, including the railroad companies. We talked all about that, you know, Credit Mobilier, all of that expansion that we now see in the expansion of the internet globally and in the deployment in the heavenly bodies of all of these satellites, but we'll go there in a moment. The election of 1910 showed the older Republicans of the stand-pat type, in other words, status quo, that they might no longer treat the progressives as a factious, troublesome, and uninfluential minority. The progressives, foremost among whom were La Follette of Wisconsin, Cummings of Iowa, Dolliver of Iowa, and Beveridge of Indiana, were now most aggressive. And their influence was felt by both the Democrats and the Republicans alike, and it just continues. It gets more interesting. Time allowing, one of these days we'll come back and we'll read the Progressive Party's platform, and you'll see how similar it is to the main planks of the Communist Manifesto. But, you know, strange bedfellows do appear even in the Republican Party, started it as it really was by largely progressives, liberals, philosophical radicals, and communists. Here's something under the progressives. Of course, we're laying down a foundation for what we're going to discuss in the second hour here in all of this, as we typically do. The term progressives, or more popularly, insurgents. What? I thought we had insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are progressives. The term progressives, or more popularly, insurgents, was applied originally to those Republican congressmen who contended that the House should elect the Committee on Rules instead of allowing the Speaker to appoint the committee. Amazing, isn't it? Pot calls the kettle black. You got Jorge Bush and the Progressive Republican Party in power calling the very people that we brought to power in Iraq and Afghanistan insurgents. Why? Because they had a different political orientation, nothing more than that. These efforts continued through several years and were finally successful on the 17th of March, 1910, when such a charge was ordered and the committee enlarged from 5 to 10 members. Well, it goes on. The name progressives then assumed new importance and was applied especially to members of the Republican Party in both branches of Congress, who took issue with the administration of President Taft on several questions, notably the tariff, or who took what was generally considered advanced or progressive ground on other leading public measures. Progressives, largely in the Republican Party. It continues. Let's get it. It's very short. The success of the progressive movement not only almost reversed the political control of Congress in the elections of 1910, but paved the way for the formation of the Progressive Party in 1912 and largely shaped the Democratic platform in the same year. Of course, we're just leading right up to 1913 and all of that. The transformation of America under the new progressives. Had to have that bull moose in there, didn't we, Teddy? Had to have him in there to throw the election. It's handy, though. It's handy to be able to call upon parties and factions to throw elections one way or another. Now, we're going to continue this in the second hour, but I'm just going to begin it. No, actually, I think I'll hold on that just for a moment. We'll start it in the second hour. I did a little bit of research on the internet. Didn't take very long, the internet being so handy. But I've been troubled, you know, because I keep hearing the name Larry Summers, or Lawrence Summers coming up in regards to the Bury the Usurper's administration, but that name just rang bells to me because when I did my study on immigration, the migration and development agenda of the United Nations, I recalled, and recalled correctly, that the one Lawrence Summers was the special representative of the, or assistant to Kofi Annan. You know, everyone's already forgotten who the coffee cup was, but Kofi Annan, Secretary General of the United Nations, and then carried on in the same capacity with Ban Ki-moon. Good old Ban Ki-moon. Well, what was Lawrence Summers up to? He's involved in implementing this transnational migration of the workers on the global plantation. Instrumental in making sure the banking facilities and all that deal with the remittances properly and everybody gets credited, you know. Remittances, the monies that the illegal aliens send home to their communities make up some of the bulk of the gross domestic product of those sending countries, including Mexico, our trading partner to the south. They trade us all of their labor, and we trade them all of our wealth. Rather convenient. But nevertheless, we do find Lawrence Summers involved in all of this, and here an article off Bloomberg. Summers urges the banks to lend more and says the growth pace in doubt. Bloomberg, White House National Economic Council Director Lawrence Summers chastised some banks that receive government aid for not doing enough to reduce foreclosures, while declaring that next year's economic growth pace is in doubt. We'll come back to him in a moment. What is all this about? This is an article off of Global Migration and Human Mobility Publications, the MacArthur Newsletter, fall of 2008. In the absence of good data on migration flows, an interactive map below shows the 12 largest migration dyads, or pairing countries of origin, with countries of destination. Some phraseology you need to plug into your mind. You have countries of origin and countries of destination. And the logical positivist linguistics call these dyads, migration dyads. Migrants are defined as foreign-born people. So you might have a dyad between Hungary and Israel as Israel moves people by the millions to Hungary or Czechoslovakia or someplace out of the region in the roll-up to the war with Iran, perhaps. Well, we'll have to consider that on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back as we begin hour two.
The 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we start our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and yes, indeed, in fact, and remaining, my name is William Roberts, and I do have good news, lots of it, hard facts every day, and we do try and look for workable solutions. Somehow we have to get out of this mess we're in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you missed an opportunity to find out more about it in the first hour. Now we're talking a little bit about this guy, Lawrence Summers, Larry Summers. Quite an interesting fellow. You might just Google and Scroogle and dogpile and webfare at the fellow because you're going to need to know who he is. But again, back to this article here. This off the MacArthur newsletter. Global Migration and Human Mobility Publications is www.macfound.org, macfound.org, another one of these foundations. We talk about the absence of good data on migration flows, pairing countries of origin with countries of destinations. Migrants are defined here as foreign-born people, as recorded in the most recent census round, foreign-born people. Like all of the dual citizens that we have in our cabinets today at all of the highest levels of government, dual Israeli citizens, and we're going to have a bunch coming in from Palestinia too now, no doubt, but this means the numbers in this map are essentially accumulated historic migrant populations. You know, you can go all the way back to the diaspora and pick up on this thread. It's always been so convenient for the wandering Jews to not have a homeland. They have been found in just about everyone else's homeland and eventually get thrown out. But that's another story. Well, I guess you could go to the news this morning and find out about all of the rabbis that are now up there, what is it, in New Jersey, trying to buy body parts. I think somebody was looking for a kidney. They wound up in deep trouble, and many of them are getting arrested. Certainly comes in handy to have a tall hat and a raincoat on because you can cover your face and no one can see the face of the ribby that's getting hauled off in handcuffs. Anyhow, that's a sidebar we're not going to go to today. This means the numbers in the map are essentially accumulated historic migration populations, blah, blah. For example, many Pakistan-born people in India are those who moved at the partition in 1947 and flows between Russia and the Ukraine relate in part to the breakup of the Soviet Union. We spoke a little bit about that yesterday, another one of these convenient breakups. This dissolving the Union, a divorce of the Soviet Union, much as the divorce of the United States of America coming on us and at us, strengthening the migration data, again from this article, the relative scarcity of good data on international migration is an impediment to improved understanding and international cooperation. The United Nations Population Division has compiled rather robust cross-nationally comparable data on migrant stocks. Migrant stocks, you know, that's like human resources. Migrant stocks, all those little cattle on the field, all the little sheep moving from pasture to pasture. That is the number of migrants in a given country in a given year. Migrants being defined as those living outside their country of birth. However, for a variety of technical and ultimately political reasons, there is a lack of good data on migrant flows, the number of migrants traveling from one country to another in a given year. In an attempt to address data shortcomings, the MacArthur Foundation is funding a commission on migration data for development research. The commission is organized by the Center for Global Development and co-chaired by Lawrence Summers. Oh my, the plot thickens and the circle is unbroken. We'll be right back.
buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on beginning our second hour of today's Friday, July the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official web page of this network. Do log on and bookmark it today. Back to our article here. We're talking about Lawrence Summers, Larry Summers, and global migration. This out of the MacArthur newsletter, www.macfound.org, a foundation. Gotta watch those foundations. Their power and their influence have been well documented for a long time. Macfound.org. Not having to do anything with the Big Mac, but it's macfound.org. Anyway, the relative scarcity of good data on international migration is an impediment to improved understanding and international cooperation. And of course, if you've been listening to the broadcast this past couple of weeks with Vicki Davis, we've been talking about human resources and the imperative to have an interoperable communication system through the internet so that we can number every hair on your head and every grain of sand along the seashore, and we can certainly track and trace the movement of all of these migrating peoples as they move from one pasture to the next on the global plantation. We need to have a job bank and a data resource for all of that, and MacFound here seems to be rather principal in this. Let's find out more. For a variety of technical and ultimately political reasons, there is a lack of good data on migration flow. The number of migrants traveling from one country to another in a given year. Notice we have a problem here because we have a decennial census in this country. That pesky constitution that gets in the way all the time. We really must get rid of it, you know. Can't wait for a census once every 10 years for the purpose of apportioning our representatives. No, we're going to have to move to a yearly census so that we can track the number of migrants traveling from one country to another in a given year. In an attempt to address the data shortcomings, the MacArthur Foundation is funding a commission on migration data for development research. The commission is organized by the Center for Global Development and co-chaired by Lawrence Summers and Patricio Santa Tomas, or Tomas, or Tortilla. Its members include leading migration data experts from the United Nations, the World Bank, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and the International Organization for Migration, and Eurostat, as well as top university-based specialists. The commission will issue a report on its findings as well as recommendations on how to improve the quality of international migration data. Notice they aren't saying illegal aliens here, through instituting routine collection of information on entries and exits of migrants and standardizing definitions of temporary versus permanent migrants. There's so much in all of that. And of course, we'll talk more about that with Vicki Davis next week and continue our discussion. But this idea of international migration and getting all of the standardization of the definitions and being able to track and trace them. See, we're just absolutely going to have to open up all of our ports of entry to the flood of migrants so that we can keep track of them, because it's so difficult to track and trace and follow and identify and collect remittances from those people that crawl across the Arizona border. And that was why Janet Reno went to the Department of Homeland Security. Or not Janet Reno. No. Ms. Napolitano. Get all these names confused. Anyway, here's another article we talked about and opened up. This idea of the Commission on Migration Data for Development Research and the idea of another group here that Lawrence Summers is involved with. Well, this is that group, the CGD, the Center for Global Development. Tim Geithner and Lawrence Summers, good picks for the U.S. and the world's poor. This article by Nancy Birdwell, or Birdsall. We at the Center for Global Development warmly welcome President-elect Barry the Usurper, appointment of Timmy Geithner as Secretary of Treasury, and Lawrence Summers to head the National Economic Council. Both are members of the CGD Board of Directors. You see how things are interlocked at the top? This is no coincidence, no doubt, Nancy. It reflects the fact that both are tremendously knowledgeable about the problems and challenges faced by the world's poor and are committed to policies to help address those problems, both in the interests of the poor in developing world and of the United States itself. That can only be a good thing at a time when the U.S. economy hangs by a thread, and the thread is sustained and inclusive of growth in developing and emerging market economies such as China, India, and Brazil. Of course, if you throw Russia in there, you'd have all the BRIC countries, wouldn't you? I worked for Larry Summers in the early 1990s, writes Nancy Birdsall. I worked for Larry Summers in the early 1990s when he was World Bank Chief Economist. And I was director of the Policy Research Department, period. Among other contributions, Lawrence Summers, he was an early champion of the then new idea that investing in the health and education of girls pays huge dividends. Remember all that weepy, cry stuff about Afghanistan and the poor girls that had to stay at home and carry water as opposed to going to school? Oh, yeah. Don't want that. We have to invest in the health and education of girls because why? It pays huge dividends for the girls themselves and for society. For more on Larry's record on women's issues, read Sheryl Sandberg's column in the Huffington Post. And for up-to-date policy prescriptions on the value of empowering adolescent girls, see Ruth Levine. Fine CGD report, Girls Count, a Global Investment and Action Agenda. Oh, yeah. We don't make anything up on this broadcast. I just bring it to you like it really is. I'm proud, Nancy Birdsall continues, I'm proud that Summers is currently the co-chair of the Center for Development Commission on International Migration Data for Development Research, whose final report will be issued in early 2009. Got to be looking for that one. That report should be out. I might be able to find it. The commission is part of a CGD effort led by research fellow Michael Clemens to build social empirical knowledge about the impact of sending countries of international migration. As other commentators have noted, there are lots of reasons that Larry is a terrific choice to head the National Economic Council. On top of all of these, we will soon have a champion in the White House for collection, organization, and analysis of census and survey data to improve knowledge about the impact of international migration on poor people. Timmy Geithner is described in one thoughtful profile earlier this month as razor sharp, but with an easy way about him. Of course, he still hasn't figured out how to tie his tie, according to certain broadcast hosts. That certainly matches my impressions, she writes, from his contributions to our board meetings, including the thoughtful remarks he's made at board dinners in the past anyway. Isn't it funny?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
And we're back once again right here on Become Vocal Local, just kind of, you know, knocking it about a little bit with Timmy Geithner and Lawrence Summers and their relationship with the Center for Global Development and all of these foundations and funds for the control, I guess you will, and the documentation of the global population of migrants and immigration. And don't forget that Lawrence Summers is also the president of Harvard University, darling. Very well-connected gentleman here. You'll find his mug on the up on Bloomberg on July the 21st. Pulled an article down there. Let's go back to that article before we lose our breakfast in regards to Timmy, little Timmy Geithner here. But back to Lawrence Summers, the White House National Economic Council director. Dropping down in this article, he's talking about income growth. The pace of growth next year, he says, I think is very much in doubt and difficult to predict, Summers said. Quote, that will depend crucially on our effectiveness in implementing the programs that have been legislated and what Congress may do on health care, financial regulation, and energy, he said. The U.S. contraction, the worst in half a century, probably slowed to 1.8% annual pace in the second quarter. Well, all that, you can go back and look at this other article here, just blending these together. We see that Timmy Geithner is also, they find this Center for Global Development finds it very encouraging that in recent speeches, Geithner has referred to several times to the problem of high and rising inequality in the United States. And this suggests to her, the writer, Nancy Birdsall, that Timmy also recognizes the risk posed by global inequality and inequality within poor countries, an area of ongoing research here at the CGD that is in a particular interest of hers. Interesting. Summers also reiterated, now back to the Bloomberg article, Barry the Usurper's pledge to sign only a health care bill that is deficit neutral over 10 years. The plan will be paid for in advance, and we know where he's going to get that money from. It continues here, I don't actually understand the argument that it will increase the deficit. A little bit more out of this article, Fed Chairman. Barry the Usurper has declined to comment on whether he will reappoint Bernanke, Benjamin Bernanke, who was picked by former President George W. Bush. Bernanke's four-year term ends on January the 31st. Mark that on your calendar. Other potential candidates may include Lawrence Summers. So instead of having Ron Paul going mano a mano with Benjamin Bernanke, he may be faced up with perhaps a more formidable adversary in Lawrence Summers, or perhaps Janet Yellen, the president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. Traders, however, are placing low odds on a Summers Fed. InTrade, a website that lets users trade futures contracts for political outcomes, shows a 10% chance of Obama appointing him as the central bank chief and a 65% chance of Bernanke getting a second term. 65% chance. He's a guy that can't figure out what happened to the billions and billions and billions given away to other central banks. Well, all of that aside, return back to our symposium, the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. An article by E.A. Gutkind. All of these are treatises, really. They're not articles by any means, by no stretch of the imagination. This one titled, Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation. You know, host here on the network, Lee Rogers, has been covering very carefully this 40-year anniversary of the moon hoax. We took a day this week, maybe it was Monday. Yes, it was Monday, to go through that from my own perspective here in regards to the impossibility of penetrating the thermosphere and surviving lengthy exposure to the ionosphere, the Van Allen radiation belts going to the moon at the, certainly in the 60s was beyond the reach and the grasp of our capability and may very well be impossible today. It may perpetually be impossible for living life forms to endure the thermosphere and come away unscathed. Gonna have to go through that thing like a speeding bullet. But what do you find when you get to the other side? That's a question no one wants to discuss. Nevertheless, if we can understand, as we went through on Monday, that everything that happens in space is actually happening in a very near-Earth orbit inside the most people-friendly belt of our near-Earth atmosphere, we really need to be careful when we allow ourselves to fall into this logical, positivist, syntactician, the obfuscation of terms. We use the word space interchangeably with a low Earth orbit, an LEO. It's just a little bit out there. It's a parking orbit. Certainly not thousands of miles away from the Earth. But ever since we invented the aircraft and got that going, just in time for World War I and World War II, I guess it really pushed it over the top, didn't it? And then we came around to the X-15, one of the higher aircraft in the space, manned aircraft. But after we came up with the aircraft, it almost became imperative that we take a camera with you when you fly. My father was quite a photographer and a pilot. And he had lots and lots and lots of wonderful photographs that he'd taken as he was flying along like some kind of a glorified bus driver, piloting aircraft in the Arctic and around other places. Beautiful photography. But that's what this particular article is largely about. He talks about our world from the air, conflict and adaptation, again by E.A. Gutkind, G-U-T-K-I-N-D. The perennial revolution, he begins, man and nature are twin agents of the perennial revolution, which shapes and reshapes the face of the earth and the character of man's activities. Of course, we've talked about revolution and counter-revolution here. Here are our authors talking about the perennial revolution, the permanent revolution. Others have used that phrase. But there's this perennial revolution, a revolution in the air, which shapes and reshapes the face of the earth and the character of man's activities. This struggle, at times violent and sporadic, at other times gentle and consistent, but forever demanding a new response to a new challenge, activates the potential energies of man and nature, molding them into a grand pattern of advance or retreat, of creative interaction or disastrous antagonism, and of promise or failure. The conquest of the air enables mankind for the first time in its history to experience this interaction in all its innumerable ramifications. A new scale in time and space has been added to our mental and material equipment. And I remind you again, this was written in 1955 for the symposium, just a few years before we reportedly sent a man to the moon. Before this conquest, we were winding our way like worms through narrow passages and seeing only more or less unrelated to details. Today, we can look at the world with a God's, capital G, eye view. Man always trying to raise himself up to the status of a little g God there. Take in at a glance the infinite variety of the environmental patterns spread over the earth and appreciate their dynamic relationships. We can see this great variety condensed in time and space and can shed the still lingering ideas of stable and isolated societies. See, we're building up to a one world order. Be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are returned once again. We're going through this article. It's a treatise, if you will, prepared by E.A. Gutkind for the 1955 symposium at Princeton. Man's role in changing the face of the earth, our world from the air, conflict and adaptation. The author continues and he says, we can see this, once again reiterating, we can see this great variety condensed in time and space, and can shed the still lingering ideas of stable and isolated societies. With the addition of the aircraft, the airplane, and the recon satellite, surveillance satellites and cameras, these isolated societies fall away. The idea of nation states, sovereign states and sovereign peoples and all of that fall away. It's a bird's eye view of old and new existing interdependently on the face of the earth. So much was coming on in these days that would forever change man's relationship with the planet and with other men. Let's continue. We can see side by side the different scales. Scale is always so important. Scales in time and space and the tensions arising out of the neighborly proximity of seemingly incompatible transformations of the Earth's surface. The whole field of human activities and nature's gifts and refusals unfolds before our eyes and senses, ranging from the most primitive to the most up-to-date interference with nature. Some unconscious, from unconscious, isolated and small-scale activities to the conscious remaking of the environment in vast parts of the world. Bird's eye view, seated in an aircraft. Recall if you ever have taken a flight in an aircraft, sitting there near the window and peering down in awe at what you saw. The airplane has given us the synoptic view. This coincides with the general trend away from the overestimation of the purely analytical approach to numerous problems towards synthesis, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, toward synthesis and unitary ideas, one world systems, global systems, unitary ideas, the Unitarians, the positivists. Both analysis and synthesis are needed and should be applied to every problem on equal terms. The advent of the airplane and the air view is, therefore, of symbolic significance. Since the beginning of the scientific revolution, analysis has been paramount. In the ages preceding this event, humanity found protection and guidance in a unifying faith and symbolism, or at least believe that it would find them in these manifestations of its essence as far as it affected its spiritual and mental aspirations. But these guides have lost their power ever since science began systematically to analyze nature and to help to transform the environment on a perpetually widening scale with growing intensity and at a steadily increasing pace. The revolt against analysis is not new. Goethe was perhaps its most determined and outspoken exponent. In Die Farbenlehre, he wrote, quote, "A century which relies only on analysis and seems to be afraid of synthesis is not on the right way, for only both together, like breathing in and breathing out, form the essence of science." Continuing, "It is not a mere coincidence that the synoptic view which the airplane offers us emerged as an indispensable instrument of our growing understanding, knowledge, and insight. This change contains a double challenge. It forces us to see the transformations which man has wrought from the earth as a perennial revolution, and to experience their dynamic unity as a whole. Without the synoptic view from the air, this would be impossible. And without the trend toward unitary ideas, we would fail to interpret correctly what we now can see." It's very involved, actually. This is a lengthy article. It's going to bring out so much of the new world order, far more than we can cover in one broadcast, to be sure. I'm looking at a whole handful of pages. And we'll go through this a little bit today and maybe again on Monday and perhaps more on Wednesday. But let's continue, get as far as we can today. It's important to understand this information. All things are not going to continue as they have been in the past. And you can be sure of that. These directions have been coming on us and at us, as Chris Gerner used to like to say on his broadcast, American Exposé. They've been coming on us and at us for a long time. They're changing our relationship with the earth, man's role in changing the face of the earth. And there are those at the top of the pile that actually believe they know what's best. Father knows best, right? We are at one of the decisive turning points in the history of humanity. My, haven't we heard that? I just wanted to reach over there and grab my Agenda 21 so badly and give you that line again, as given 40 some years after this symposium, in the opening words of Maurice Strong at the Rio Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Agenda 21. But, you know, we keep hearing this defining turning point. Again, back to our author here, he says, we are at one of the decisive turning points in the history of humanity, comparable to the domestication of animals. Do you feel like a domesticated animal? Are you a socialized political being? Are you a human being? The invention of the earliest tools, the foundation of the first cities, and the conception of the heliocentric universe. What's heliocentric? The sun-centered universe. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks. I put a lot of symbolism into the stuff we bring out every day, just so that you're aware of it and don't forget it. The conception of the heliocentric universe, you know, the sun is not the center of the universe, it's just the center of our solar system, actually, and quite actually, the sun is a rather small star over on one edge, taking the power to the edge where it belongs. At this turning point, we can look back and take stock of man's past achievements and failures, but we can also perceive the great perspectives in which future generations must make their contributions. Now, I have to remind you, or tell you, I didn't do that in the beginning. Who is Dr. Gutkind? Well, he's MTPI-FRGS, Dr. Ing, Diplomat of Architecture, the member of MARS-CIAM, and was, after World War I, advisor to the Armistice Commission on Physical Reconstruction, then worked as a private architect and town planner. Oh, those planners. During World War II, he was the head of the Demographic Survey and Plan, then member of the Control Commission for Germany. Talked about that division of control, didn't we? In charge of physical planning, his numerous works include Revolution of Environment, 1946, The Revolution of Environment, Our World from the Air, an International Survey of Man and His Environment, 1952, Community and Environment, Community and Environment, A Discourse on Social Ecology, 1953, and The Expanding Environment, The End of Cities, The Rise of Communities, which he published in 1953. The End of Cities and the Rise of Communities. And of course, for those of you who followed the work of Nick Iripana, then you're very well aware of communitarianism and another one of these dual citizen Israelis, Amitai Etzioni. Back to the article. No transformation produces a static and lasting result. Hence our environment. Well, we'll have to pick up hence our environment after this break. Pick up some commercials and be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
And we're back once again, cruising into the last segment of today's broadcast. Hope you've been in, learning something from this one. I always enjoy doing these broadcasts in the morning for you, but whenever this particular author, and as we're looking at our world from the air, conflict and adaptation and the various and sundry places that this lengthy article is going to go, today, Wednesday, maybe again, Friday, we'll see, of next week, we'll see where that all goes. Do you have guests lined up for next week? Vicki will be back, Vicki Davis will be back with us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I had hoped to have Daryl Everhart return on Wednesday, but he's got another engagement, so we'll be free on Wednesday. We hope to have Mal Hallett join us on Friday. So next week we'll have three guests at least, if not more than that. But in the in-between, and whenever I'm running solo here on the flagship, we'll go back to this article for some time. If you've been listening around on the on this network, you've been hearing about, you know, the weaponization of space and all of that. This discussion and debate about man going to Mars, well, that's not going to happen anytime soon, nor should it. Why would they? Better do something to win the one they we can even look at reasonably without a telescope, the moon. They haven't done anything with that. Nor can they, really. Think about how many trips up to the space station have had to be made just to keep it operative up there. You know, every time you draw a breath of air and exhale on the planet, which we do effortlessly from birth to the last breath we take, there are volumes and volumes and volumes of gases there that figure into the whole concept of man outside of the atmosphere. We're not designed to be outside of our atmosphere. We were designed to be in our atmosphere. And everything from ball peen hammers to air chisels that you take into space weigh a lot, and the Saturn V, with all of the millions of pounds of thrust that it developed to reportedly take the space capsule into what a parking orbit on a near-Earth orbit so that they could stage the phenomenon of manned moon landings, which was nothing but a joke on us. But nevertheless, that huge, humongous rocket was necessary just to lift the most basic things up there. And to go to Mars, for what point? What purpose? What would you possibly be able to bring back from Mars? Unless you had the same kind of a rocket set up over there. But of course, that's all just, it's nonsense. But we can think, anytime we see in this article, and understand whenever the author is talking about aircraft, just go ahead and make the translation, make the jump 50, 60 years ahead, and make the jump in your mind, and think about satellites. You know, many different kinds of orbits that you can have, these parked orbits and these other orbits that they have, eccentric orbits and things. Sometimes the satellites are stationary over the Earth, and they just follow along and match the Earth's speed, and they just rotate around, and they look at one place. You've got a satellite directly over New York City, for instance, probably many of them. You have polar orbits where they go round and round, and one moment they're going over the North Pole, and a few minutes later they're heading for the South Pole, that sort of thing, and then any compass direction that you want to choose. But as he's talking about airplanes, think about surveillance satellites and communications satellites, and recall and keep in your mind the idea of the internet now and all of the fiber optics cables that are going on about, and the wireless and the satellite, the birds that they've got up there for all of this communication, this voice over internet technology, etc. And then we start to understand this article better. But again, our author writes, no transformation produces a static and lasting result. In other words, choices do have consequences, and when you make a miniature advance here, it will prompt another advance soon thereafter. Hence, our environment is at any moment of human history the product of a perennial revolution. Say the permanent revolution. It's of a continuous process of change. 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 We can. Change. Man's adjustment to his environment are not a series of unrelated stages of development, environmental and developmental concerns, each more or less accomplished and self-contained entities, but an organic and integrated chain of events. Organic and integrated chain of events. Thus, permanency exists only in the uninterrupted continuity of change. As August Comte said, there are no absolutes. Everything is relative. And then echoing that later, Albert Einstein with his theory of relativity. Permanency exists only in the uninterrupted continuity of change and in the dynamic relations among all aspects of human activities. It's not a static process. It's not set in concrete. It's dynamic. In other words, the author writes, permanency without synthesis is a delusion. To these two criteria, a third has to be added, the growing scale of the transformations, expanding from small and individual to large and collective operations. This, capital T, Trinity, Di Padre, Di Sonne, Di Holy Ghost, this Trinity, permanence of change, synthesis of relations, and the increase of scale, that's the Trinity. He's capitalizing it, I'm not, forms the yardstick by which the interaction of man and environment should, coulda, woulda, shoulda, be judged. In general, individual efforts are now out of tune in time and space with the dynamics of social needs and aspirations. So once again, we go back and we take a look and understand what this philosophical radicalism was all about. And what is the pursuit of happiness? How did those words find their way into the Declaration of Independence? What did the founders and Thomas Jefferson understand about the pursuit of happiness? What vision did they have for this beginning nation, these countries? As they were sitting down to write these various words. The unity between the individual scale and the totality of the environment has broken down. again, 1950s. Something new must be put in its place. The right scale depends on the awareness of relations, of the relations between individual and group, between the functional and personal life, between the man-made landscape and the natural landscape, between all parts of the immediate environment and the wider world around us, and finally, the universe. The old scale has been destroyed, and man as an individual being is cut loose from the totality of the forces which play on the environmental field. Environmental and developmental concerns. The abolition of the concept of the individual, the necessity of the concept of the collective. There's lots to be considered in all of these discussions and arguments. And we need to proceed wisely and rightly. We have no room for mistakes in this decade. Any mistake that we make at this time could be a fatal error for mankind. One small step for man, one giant step for the federal government. Are these demands not too great, or are the hard-boiled realists, will say, too vague? The answer is definitely no, for in reality, they merely repeat the age-old longings of man as a social being, it's all the way back to Aristotle there, though not as an economic animal. Every primitive tribe was nearer this universal scale than we are today, reaching back to animism and fetishism, etc. here. But we are not a primitive tribe, at least we pretend not to be, and we must therefore find a new solution to this eternal problem, the total oneness of relations, and with it we must develop a new adaptation to this scale. The conquest of the air forces us into this adventure. Pick it up right there. Have a wonderful weekend, folks. Get out, get some fresh air, and I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. Thanks for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.